Let's move back to the phones here. And we have on the line here...
Oh, my hero.
One of the frontliners, folks. One
yes.
of the kings or princes of rebroadcasting. And I definitely... We want to pump you, up. Pastor
yeah.
Rick Strawcutter. Welcome to the broadcast. Haven't heard you in a long time. Pastor Wiki, how you do, man?
You guys are too much.
Oh, hey, listen. We have Michael Leahy on the line here with us.
Oh, this is fantastic.
Hi,
and
Pastor.
We didn't... Yeah, Michael, say hello to him.
Yeah, it's been a while. How are you doing, sir?
Has been, and I want to add my accolades to your work. I mean, Making Waves is one of the finest productions. It's the finest production on this subject, but it's one of the finest productions, documentaries I've ever seen. And
it is.
Not just because I'm in it and because it's a subject that I'm into, but you guys have done an outstanding job. It's quality.
Well,
it
thank you
really
so much.
Is.
That's great to hear. You know, sorry it took me so long to get it done, but it finally got done. It took almost 4 years, but it finally happened.
I expect to see it sometime soon on maybe Free Speech TV or Link TV, something like that. Have you approached those guys?
You know, I've been doing mostly PR on my own,
uh-huh.
and sending it around to festivals has been kind of the main thing right now. And but
so
I
he can use help from anybody
yes.
out there. Call Link TV, email Link TV, tell them you want to see Making Waves on Link TV.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And Pastor Strawcutter, you didn't tell us you were a star. I had to go and review this whole thing and see your beautiful face right there and didn't even know you were going to be on it because you didn't tell me.
She thinks well, you're pretty.
I'm amazed they use so much of me. I have to admit, there's a bunch of stuff I said that's absolutely true and right. So.
Well, you said a lot of things that are true and right, and that's why you're on there. If you don't mind, Michael, let me just ask Pastor, what is the status of your case right now? Because they came in and, well, go ahead and tell them what happened.
Well, they brought, you know, I had always hoped that they were going to bring a criminal action because I was convinced beyond reasonable doubt I could beat a criminal case. And they're not doing that. They're not bringing criminal actions against anybody. They're bringing these forfeiture actions. And to make a long story short, they simply brought a case that my lawyers and I looked at, and just we felt like we weren't going to get a jury, and in the long run, we weren't going to win. And so we just brought the thing to an end as painlessly as possible. The FCC wanted all my equipment. In fact, they tried to bring their action under seal, and the judge, thank God, refused to sign it under seal because they wanted to come in like at 2 in the morning, bust the doors down, steal everything we had, and I don't think they would have stopped with radio stuff. I think it would have been really devastating. But by the grace of God, the judge refused to sign it and told them, no, if you can find Strawcutter in the next 24 hours, you know, I'll order him to appear, but if you don't, it's over. I mean, he put an expiration on it. Well, so they found me about 3 o'clock the next afternoon, 2 hours to go. And they served me with a notice to appear the next day in court. And we went on the radio immediately and notified all of our listeners that, hey, this is the real deal. Anybody who cares anything about the station, get to Detroit, Michigan tomorrow at 2 o'clock and be in this hearing. Well, the judge and the prosecutor, and they admitted candidly, they could not believe we had 100 people in the courtroom on less than 24 hours' notice.
Mm.
And the first hearing went real good. And I'll tell you what really worked was the W word. That's Waco. Because
really?
Yeah, they were insistent that they wanted all the equipment surrendered. And I just got up and I said, Your Honor, what they really want is Waco. And when I said that, they all backed up. The judge said, no. No Wacos. And the prosecutor said, no more Wacos. I said, oh, don't tell me that. I said, I got a friend down in Tampa, Florida. They raided his place. They took $100,000 worth of equipment. They had 16 ninjas with full automatic weapons. They had a helicopter.
Whoa.
They wanted Waco. Well, when I used that, then that backed everybody down, and it caused them to get more realistic. And the judge agreed to some very minimal things, I thought, at the time. You know, originally when I started this deal, I, Dave and Joyce, you were in my studio at the church.
Yes.
And my original thought was put it in the church building and further tuck the radio station under the First Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 5 years of broadcasting, and then when the forfeiture action started coming down, frankly, I began to rethink that, and I thought it wasn't as smart to have it in a million-dollar church building. And if I was going to do it all over again, I would probably set up shop in a trailer in the middle of a field, run it with a barbed wire fence and some pit bulls, and at that point, you know, really maintain a station forevermore. And when the feds try to do something, then notify the listeners, hey, it's coming down, it's Waco, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I think you could keep a station going endlessly with public support, because as you know, we were the number two radio station in our community.
That's right.
I mean, number two, surveys show we were number two in the market, and we were close up against number one. We had huge listenership.
Pastor, we could kick a butt up there, and then let them wake on you for sure.
And we, you know, and the fact that we had 100 people show up on 24 hours notice in the courtroom, people I've never seen before in my life.
Michael, is anything you'd like to add?
Well, what I would agree with everything that the pastor just said, and I would say that if even in terms of making waves, the station, you know, KRVL ends up not being able to generate a following. Radio Limbo is able to generate a following, and I think that that is critical and crucial, and that's why I said earlier in talking about city council backings, whether it's unlicensed or licensed. And again, the pastor makes an excellent point. He had his following made him, you know, he was very popular. And there's nothing that's going to be better than that for a community, because it becomes a valuable commodity, whether it's making money or not. It is a valuable commodity for that community.
It absolutely is. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much for joining us today. And I think we'll have you back on to discuss this one. We can do it more at length if you don't mind.
Don't be such a stranger. We need to talk.
Anytime. I love you all.
I love you too.
And Mike, great job on that video again. Great job.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you.
Great job for you.